The new song is called Waka Waka, meaning This Time for Africa. It was unveiled on radio stations a few days ago and immediately produced mixed feelings in South Africa, the host country for this year's World Cup. It is supposed to be the official song for the 2010 event, but according to talk show host Jenny Chris Williams, many have called in to voice their disappointment.
I love it that South Africans are just coming together as South Africans and saying, damn it, we've got our own people, and it's an African World Cup. It's ours. It belongs to us. So why don't we use some of the magnificent talent that we've actually got? That's my reading of the calls we've got.
On the streets of Johannesburg, reactions have been mixed. Some strongly disapprove.
No, it sucks. That Waka Waka Shakira has not even come through and sing this song. I'm serious. She mustn't. It sucks.
And yeah, it has to be South African. So I mean, we've got so many talented singers, South African singers, who can actually pull it off. And really, I mean, how is Shakira going to sing the African part of it?
Others say the World Cup is not just about South Africa. It's about South Africa hosting it and bringing it to the world.
I don't have a problem with it being sung by a non-South African in the sense that since it's not it might be an African World Cup or a South African World Cup, but it's for everyone to enjoy.
For the fact that it has freshly ground the people who originate from South Africa, I think it's okay, whether it's Shakira or Beyonce or someone else, I think it's okay.
What's great about the fact that there's a lot of artists, it unites the world. The Soccer World Cup is not just about South Africa, it's about South Africa hosting it and bringing the world to South Africa.
But you got it all, believe it, when you fold it up, oh, and if you fold it up,
the song is a collaboration between Shakira and the South African band Freshly Ground. It is scheduled to be performed at the World Cup kickoff concert in Soweto on June 10th. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
This time for Africa.